What's up, it's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And on tonight's episode, I want to encourage you with this word as you're still slowing down and remaining in the vine. And this is what it is, y'all. When you go into prayer, right? When you go into your prayer time with the Lord, I want you to say this back to the Lord. Lord, bring to pass the word you declared over my life before you placed me in my mother's womb. Lord, bring to pass the word you declared over my life before you placed me in my mother's womb. I know for every child of God, it is our desire for God's will to be done in our lives. Amen? It should, right? But truly, like never before, I want you to go ahead and present this word to the Lord. And one of the reasons why is because God says in his scripture, right, in Isaiah 55, verse 10 to 11, he says that his word will not return void. Bringing our prayer requests and our expectation is one thing, but literally asking God himself to bring his own word to pass in our life, that's another. God's word cannot return void. And so I truly believe as we do this, God will show up mightily in our lives like never before. I believe if we begin to literally contend in prayer and ask God to truly bring his own word to pass in our lives, the ones he spoke over us before we even knew who he was, that is going to get his attention. And the Lord, y'all, he has been so faithful. I believe something that the Lord has been doing, not just in my life, but I believe in your life as well, is that he has just been giving us a greater endurance, right? Giving us an increased faith. This faith is a faith that is not even of our own, but he has given us just a greater measure of faith. You know, God has taken many of you out of things that you didn't even think that you would be able to survive. But here you are, you're standing. And the reason why you're standing is because of the grace of God, and is because of the mercy of God, and is because God himself has strengthened you. You know, and so I truly believe as you bring that word back to the Lord, as you bring that declaration before him and you say, Lord, bring to pass the word you declared over my life before you placed me in my mother's womb. God, indeed, y'all, like I said, he's going to show up mightily in your life because his own word cannot return void. And let me go ahead and just quickly go ahead to read the scripture for you. Isaiah 55, verse 10 to 11. He says, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out of my mouth, right? It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So that's verse 10. If you want, you can continue to read on to verse 11 to 12 during your devotional time with the Lord. Another thing that I want to go ahead and share is this. For many of you, the first quarter was a time of healing, was a time of deliverance. It was a time as well of you literally just being still and letting God work, right? Letting God do what only he can. And now, like I said in previous episodes, what God has done is that for many of us, God has brought us completely into a new season. He has settled us into a new season. And not only a new season, but God literally has given you a new beginning. He has completely detached you from certain things of the past, whether that be past trauma, past sins, past, you know, thinking, right? Like your mindset, he completely shifted it. He has allowed you to have a mindset that's more like his. He has allowed you now to be more humbled, right, in his sight, to not focus on, again, what is going on the outside, but literally putting your attention on what it is, on what it is that is on his calendar, that is on his agenda. What is the kingdom of heaven, right, announcing right now? And God is wanting for you to be in position, right, and to be able to do the very things that he has predestined for you to do in Christ Jesus, as we read in Ephesians 2:10. And so I believe that, you know, for many of you, what was happening is that you're so close, right? to living out that plan that God has for you to the fullest, that the enemy could sense that something was on the horizon. And so what happens is that many of you, you felt as though literally the complete opposite of God's word concerning your life came to pass. But in the name of Jesus, what's happening is that God is showing you he is sovereign. God is showing you like never before he is sovereign, he is faithful, and his word what will not return void. And so I believe in this season God is making you more firm in your faith. I believe in this season God is as well just giving you such a supernatural grace to keep on pressing forward to the point where literally you almost as if forgotten everything that has happened, right? That tried to deteriorate your focus. Like I was saying in the previous episode, right? When it comes to the name of Manasseh, one of the sons of Joseph. And Joseph named his son that name because it meant that God had caused him to forget all his troubles. Literally, you know, although we know and we've read that Joseph, right, he was, you know, sold into slavery because his brothers betrayed him, brothers thrown him into this pit, and then he ends up again, you know, going to Potiphar's house, and he ends up going to jail and all of these things. But it seems as though when God brought him into the fullness of time, he literally forgot his trouble. It's not to say that it didn't happen to him, but it's like it became like, you know, something that was irrelevant, right? The effects of those things did not outweigh the blessing that God had for him. And often, you know, that's the truth of the matter, is that when God is getting ready to restore you, or when God is getting ready to do a greater thing in your life, it's almost as if you have experienced a rebirth. And for Joseph, literally, he experienced a rebirth. He literally became a whole different person, even better than he could have ever, you know, imagined, right? And so this is the same for you. And this is not for any of us to boast in ourselves, but this is for God to get the glory. And again, I believe that, you know, so many things has happened, right? Suddenly. And this could be good or bad. For many of you, perhaps, again, just in one season, it felt like, you know, you've lost everything. But guess what? In this season, God is able to restore back everything. And I truly believe what God was doing is that God was restoring first, right? God was restoring first your faith. He was restoring first your hope. He was making sure that he healed any wounds that you had, right? And now what is going to happen is that God is going to cause you now to see fruitfulness. One thing that I want for us to pay attention to in the word of God is that every time when God was healing his people, every time when God had forgiven the sins of his people, restoration came about next. Every time when his people, right, chose to repent of their sins, chose to be in covenant with the Lord, chose to remain in him, chose to praise him, right, chose to humble themselves before him, what God ended up doing, God did not just forgive their sins, God did not just cleanse them and heal their wounds, but God also made sure that they were fruitful. God also made sure that their provisions were met. This is the God that you serve. Some of you right now, perhaps you're like, my goodness, I'm good. I'm good. God has healed my heart. God has healed my mind. God has forgiven me of my sins. I feel so recharged, right? I'm at peace. I'm content. And that's great. That's wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. That's great that you feel this way, because again, you're so just, again, so grateful by the grace of God, the mercy of God, of what he did within you, that you feel at ease, you feel at rest. And God is pleased by that as well, as being your heart posture. But God is saying, I'm not done yet. And this is what he means when we read right in Isaiah 62, I believe, when he's saying, or 61, when he says that he's going to give beauty for ashes, right? Like he's going to give beauty instead of ashes. So God, he doesn't just heal you. He doesn't just, again, deliver you. He doesn't just forgiven or pardon your sins, but he literally as well give you his goodness. He causes you to prosper, and he caused not just your soul to prosper, but that everything in your life to prosper. Amen. And so I truly believe this is the mindset that we need to have as we're soon to exit April and enter the month of May. I believe for many of you, God is going to literally, you know, show up in a powerful way in your life. But one thing that you need to make sure that you're doing is that you are remaining in the vine, who is Jesus. Like I said, this is not going to just be for the month of April, right? The month of April was a month for us to intentionally remain in the vine. But now, like never before, we're going to make it to be our posture forevermore until Jesus come, right? And so I pray that you guys were encouraged by this word. I want you to know that this is not it for you. The healing was a start, but God has more to come. God has more in store. And I believe that the month of May, and not just the month of May, but I believe that within this quarter, right, the second quarter, I believe God is going to show up in our life like never before, especially in places that have just been dry, that have just been stagnant, places where you felt that was just so stubborn, right? You kept on trying in this avenue, right, to see fruit or to see prosperity or to see growth, and nothing was happening. I believe that as you again remain in the vine, as you continue to rest in the finished work of Jesus, as you continue to have a thanksgiving, right, a spirit of thanksgiving in your heart, and just spending that time to just worship the Lord, God is going to cause you to see a shift in those areas that were dry. I believe that this second quarter is going to be a quarter of just fruit. And this fruit is not going to, again, like, it's not going to be your doing. It's not going to be based on you striving, but it's going to be because you have rested in your Heavenly Father. You have rested in Jesus Christ. You're going to produce as well fruit by His grace alone from a place of rest. It's not going to be from a place of you trying to force something to happen, but it's going to be from a place of resting in Him. And from that place of resting in Him, because now you're fully content, you're going to see how God will surround you with His shield as a favor. I believe for many of you, you know, some things that you thought you would not get through, God was able to help you get through it within the first quarter. Some of you, perhaps you were saying, how would I see myself in second quarter, third quarter? You didn't even know how in the world you would navigate, right, this year of 2024 as the year progressed. But here God did it for you just within that first quarter. Many of you again, you didn't know how you was going to receive this financial blessing, or you didn't know how your heart was going to be restored. You didn't know if you would even get out of that depression, and God just did it quicker than you expected. And I believe that God is able as well to bring such fruit in your life quicker than you expected. And I just pray that you're gonna continue to stand in faith, and not just stand in faith, but I pray that even right now your expectations are being renewed, just as He has renewed your strength. I believe God is literally renewing our hope like never before, renewing our expectation. This is the time again for you not to just, you know, throw away your petitions, the petitions that you have been making to the Lord for years now, some of you, right? I know for me in particular, there has been specific petitions that I've been making to the Lord. And I believe that this is the time that God is wanting for you to believe again and to leave the outcome in His hand. And this is the beauty of the matter. This is not you saying, well, if God doesn't do this, then that means I didn't have faith, or, you know, that means this is not in the will of God. No, this is just you being content and fully rested where you are and just choosing to believe and leaving the outcome in His hands. You don't want to say, you know, what if I had prayed and the Lord would have moved? You want to make sure that you're doing just that. You're praying and you're thanking Him. But at the end of the day, you're noting to yourself that He is your ultimate blessing and that the greatest work has already been done. What is most important, again, is your fellowship with Him. It's your soul being, healed. It's your mind being healed. It's your emotions being healed, right? It's your body being healthy and all of that, right? And so as you see this now, when it comes to other things, perhaps, you know, you were hoping for in previous seasons, you can bring it back to Him with thanksgiving and saying, God, I present these petitions to You. May Your will be done concerning them. Amen. And you just thank him in advance for whatever that he finds fit to bring into your life. And we have to keep in mind that he will always forever give us what's best for us. And so I pray that you guys were greatly encouraged by this episode. I'm praying that, you know, even in the last remaining days, you know, the remaining days, excuse me, of this month of April, that you would receive good news and that you would see how God literally, he is in control and he can literally change your life in a moment, in an instant. All we need to do is make sure that we are right with him, that we are right with God, you know, and we don't have to wonder what people may say, you know, concerning us and so forth. But what's most important is that we are right with God. And we are, again, like I said last time, that we are transparent with the Lord, that we are bringing to the Lord our very heart, right? And as we're doing that, God is faithful to show up just like he did for Joseph and just like he did for Job, just like he did for many of the you know, the servants of faith that we read about, right? The people of God that we read about in scripture, he's able to do in your life. For me personally, I'm just expecting for God to move, and I pray you're expecting for him to move. I'm excited to see what he will do. Literally each day, you know, I get up excited in anticipation to see what God will do, because God is showing that he is still God and he is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so I pray that you guys were greatly encouraged. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care. Thank you.